Say, want a brand new breakfast idea? Then get the Betty Crocker cereal tray, the Betty Crocker cereal tray. Yes, indeed. Try the brand new cereal assortment with 10 individual packages in all. 4 Wheaties, 4 Cheerios, 2 Kix. All top favorites and all extra fresh. Yes, it's fun to take your pick from Wheaties, Cheerios, and Kix. Get the Betty Crocker cereal tray, the Betty Crocker cereal tray. Get that tray today.
And now, the Betty Crocker cereal tray presents... The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful valet Cato, Britt Reid, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reid in the thrilling adventure of One for the Senator. One, two, three. Yes, three. Wheaties, Cheerios, and Kix. You get all three in the Betty Crocker cereal tray. 10 separate packages of your three top favorite breakfast cereals, all in one handy carton. Each package holds just enough for one good serving. You open a fresh package every morning. Wheaties, Cheerios, or Kix. Try it. Get the Betty Crocker cereal tray. State Senator Durham was the honored guest at the dinner that would open the city's biggest charity campaign. The anteroom of the Ritz Hotel was crowded before the dinner began. A number of leading citizens and many businessmen and women were among those present, as well as newspaper men and women and photographers. Britt Reid of the Daily Sentinel was there as a guest. His powerful newspaper was represented also by a number of reporters. Michael Axford and Lenore Case were among those present.
Someday, Michael, I hope to cover an affair like this officially.
Officially? What do you mean, Casey?
I mean on a press card.
Why, golly, that would be something. I don't see why Reid never sends me out to cover special doings like this.
Michael, there's Senator Durham.
Where?
Over there, the man with the white hair. Oh, golly, I wonder if I could get a statement from him.
You mean for the Sentinel?
Yes.
But Casey, we're not here as reporters.
Nevertheless, if I could get a statement, I bet the Sentinel would publish Senator Durham's opinion on the bill to legalize dog racing.
Dog racing? I'm against it. By golly, I'm against anything that leads to gambling.
Come on, Michael. We've got to get to the Sentinel.
Well, hang on to me coattails, youngster. Shoulder pad. Pardon me, please. Excuse me, ma'am. Let me through here, please. Begging your pardon, madam.
Well, sir, don't thank me for coming here. Let me thank you for the chance to appear at the gathering in behalf of so worthy a purpose.
Senator Durham.
Yes. Well, good evening, Miss...
Case. Lenore Case of the Daily Sentinel.
Oh, the Daily Sentinel, huh?
May I have a statement?
A statement?
Yes. What do you think about the Whippet Bill to legalize dog racing in the state?
Dog racing? My dear young lady, I'm definitely opposed to anything that is promoted by gamblers. Skillman is behind the Whippet Bill, and Skillman is one of the most notorious gamblers in the state. With him involved, dog racing will become a racket.
Well, I gather, then, that you're emphatically opposed to the Whippet Bill.
I'm opposed to the Whippet Bill and also opposed to Skillman. There was a time when he practically ran the state before the gambling places were closed down.
May I quote you on that?
You may quote me on that and on what I'm about to say. I shall vote against the Whippet Bill and do all in my power to persuade my colleagues to do likewise. I hope to see the bill overwhelmingly defeated in spite of the Skillman lobby.
Well, those are pretty strong words, Senator Durham.
I mean every one of them.
Senator Durham, Mr. Skillman is betting that the bill will pass at the next meeting. Have you any comment on that?
Well, young lady, if I were a betting man, I'd cover every bet Skillman could make.
Oh, Senator. Senator Durham. Oh, there you are, Senator.
Mrs. Bergson, delighted to see you.
Oh, Senator, it was so good of you to come to our meeting tonight. One of the photographers wants a picture of you, handing your contribution to me. The first contribution of the campaign, you know.
Delighted. I have the check right here in my pocket already for
now,
you.
Now, stand just a little to one side, will you, Mrs. Bergson?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
Hey, you, move back. We don't want you in this picture. Just the senator and Mrs. Bergson.
It's you he's talking to, Michael.
He needn't throw his weight around like that.
And now, how's this?
Oh, that's fine. Now, Senator, if you'll just hold out the check.
Like this?
That's it. There, gotcha. Thanks.
I wonder what paper he's from.
Well, just a minute. Hey, buddy.
Me?
Yeah. What paper are you from?
Who's asking?
Well, you needn't be that way.
Excuse me, Junior. I've got my pictures. I got to get out fast. I'll see you in the funny.
My golly, that little worm. Who does he think he is? Did you hear him, Casey?
Yes, Junior. I heard him.
I'd like to know what paper he's with, by golly. That I would.
Michael Axford's blue eyes would have gone wide with wonderment if he had known that the insolent photographer had been sent to take a picture of the senator by none other than the notorious gambler, Jake Skillman.
Hey, Skillman, you in there?
Come in, Regal. Did you get the picture?
I got it. I stopped by my place long enough to make a quick print. It's a Lulu, Skillman. Here, take a look.
Mm-hmm.
There's the big boy handing out a check, just like you wanted.
This woman, these people in the background.
Now, don't worry about them. I can black out everything in the picture except the senator himself. Now, all I need is a shot of the boys in the back room.
They're all there, and so's a roulette wheel.
Good.
Now, you know the kind of a picture I want, don't you? I want it to appear as if Senator Durham is in a gambling place with a number of men with criminal records. He's to be receiving a check from Limpy Ryan.
Limpy here?
In the back room.
I know what you want, and I'll see that you get it. Now, you just tell the boys in back to stand where I want them to. I'll take their picture and make a composite, so it'll look like Durham was with him.
That's all I want. When I show that picture to the senator, I'll have him eating out of my hand. Follow me, Regal.
Sure.
Hi, boys. Hey, stop the wheel a minute. Now, you boys do what Regal said. He's going to take a picture. And after that, I think I'll have jobs for all of you in my new enterprise, dog racing.
That's the stuff I like to publish. It's a first-rate story, Miss Case.
Well, I'm glad you like it, Mr. Reed.
I knew we could count on Senator Durham.
He didn't pull any punches.
He actually made these statements about Skillman and the gambling crowd?
He certainly did.
You have to be very careful in quoting a man like Senator Durham.
Well, the quotes are exactly as he made them, Mr. Reed. I was very careful about that. But, Senator Durham!
Good morning.
Oh, Senator Durham, this is a surprise. I'm delighted to see you.
Oh, you are.
I enjoyed meeting you last night. Dad's spoken so much about you.
I knew your father very well before he left the city. When he ran the Daily Sentinel, people weren't misquoted.
Misquoted?
That young man is what I said. Who's responsible for the page one story about me?
I wrote it, Senator Durham.
Well, Miss Case interviewed you last night. Don't you remember?
Oh, yes, yes, I remember seeing you.
I think I've quoted you accurately.
Young lady, you've done nothing of the sort.
What?
Read. Your next edition must carry a correction about my views on the dog racing bill. These quotes are entirely untrue.
Untrue? Or is it untrue that you're opposed to the Whippet bill to legalize dog racing in the state?
I'm not sure I shall vote for the bill, but I'm virtually certain I won't oppose it.
Well, of all...
What made you change your mind?
I did not change my mind.
Well, last night you said you were opposed to the Whippet bill. To gambling, to racketeers, and particularly Skillman and his crowd.
What's your source of information?
I'm the source of information. You made that statement to me. Michael Axford will back it up.
Young lady, do you realize that it's the word of a reporter against that of a state senator?
But there were two of us, and probably several other people heard you make those statements.
I don't want to discuss the matter any further. Reed, I have a correction prepared. Here it is. It's worded in a way that would cause you as little embarrassment as possible. I trust you will run it as typed. Here you are.
Well, Senator Durham, I...
And please, Reed, do as I've asked.
Well, of all things. Well, Mr. Reed, this is preposterous.
Take it easy, Miss Case.
Oh, he's impossible. Michael Axford will tell you that he made those statements.
I don't doubt it. According to this statement, he's done a complete reversal. You remember what he said just before he left?
Yes. He said, quote, "Please, Reed, do as I've asked," unquote.
That, Miss Case, was a plea.
Oh.
Something happened between last night's interview and this morning. I wonder if the Skillman crowd has gotten to the senator.
I'd like to find out.
Let's do it.
Well, how?
Senator Durham has bought a house here in the city, a place that used to belong to a friend of mine. I know it quite well. I think if you're talking to him alone, he might break down, and I'll be near enough to hear what he says.
Near enough?
I'll have to get in secretly, but I can manage that.
If you're seen sneaking into the senator's house, there's
I'll not be recognized as Brett Reed, I promise you that, Miss Case.
Oh.
You probably won't even see me, but I'll be on hand as the Green Hornet.
That evening, Brett Reed spoke to Cato, his faithful Filipino valet, about the surprising reversal of Senator Durham's position.
He was under a terrific strain, Cato. He was lying about those questions, and he knew it.
Yes, Mr. Britt.
Durham is proud of his record, and he's honest. A lot of pressure must have been put on him. Now, I want to find out what that pressure is and what can be done about it.
Well, how will we do that, Mr. Britt?
Miss Case is going to call on him tonight. We're going to be there to hear what's said.
Stepping through a secret panel in the rear of a closet in the bedroom, Britt Reed and Cato went along a narrow passageway built within the walls of the apartment itself. This passage led to an adjoining building which fronted on a dark side street. Though supposedly abandoned, this building served as the hiding place for the sleek, super-powered Black Beauty, streamlined car of the Green Hornet. Britt Reed pressed a button. The great car roared into life. A section of the wall in front raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming Black Beauty sped into the darkness. We'll continue our story in just a moment. If you like your breakfast cereal at its crispiest, freshest best, then just you get the Betty Crocker cereal tray. That's the swell new cereal assortment, Wheaties, Cheerios, and Kix, in 10 separate individual packages, all in one handy carton. Each of the 10 packages on the cereal tray is specially treated with an extra heavy coating of wax, a protection which helps seal out air and dampness, thus guarding flavor and freshness. That way, each cereal stays extra crisp and has an extra brisk edge of flavor. Another thing, each individual package holds just enough for one good-sized serving. That means your breakfast cereal remains sealed in its wax, Christmas-protected package until the very moment you eat it. Each morning, you open a fresh new package. Each morning, you have the extra pleasure of breakfast cereal at its crispiest, freshest, most flavorful best. Enjoy this extra keen, crisp breakfast cereal flavor. Get the Betty Crocker cereal tray with 10 separate packages of 3 top favorite cereals. Cheerios, Wheaties, and Kix. They're extra good, extra crisp, extra fresh. Now to continue our story. That evening, Senator Durham seemed somewhat ill at ease as he escorted Lenore Case to his library and invited her to sit down.
Senator Durham, before Britt Reed took over the Sentinel, I was private secretary to his father.
Oh, yes. Dan Reed is a splendid man, a good friend.
He and his newspaper have always been loyal to you. That's why I came here tonight.
I don't understand, Miss Case.
You and I both know you were accurately quoted in the Sentinel. Mr. Reed made the change you asked for because, well, because we're on your side.
Yes, I know. Miss Case, perhaps I owe you an apology for saying you misquoted me.
An explanation will be more satisfactory than an apology. You had a reason for your change of position on the dog racing bill. great deal of pressure must have been brought to bear on you. What did Skillman do?
Miss Case.
Oh, you needn't be afraid you'll be quoted again. This is strictly off the record. And I want the truth.
Did Britt Reed send you here?
I wanted to talk to you for a number of reasons. The Sentinel can stay on your side, or it can oppose you.
Yes, the Sentinel could become serious opposition, Matt. I do owe you an explanation, Miss Case. Yes, I do. By thunder, I'm going to give it to you. Off the record.
Yes.
I'm going to show you a picture that was brought to me last night by Skillman himself.
Oh, that racket.
It's right here. I think you'll recognize some of the people. You'll be surprised at what you see, in view of the fact that I have always been strongly opposed to gambling.
Wait, this is a roulette wheel.
Yes.
And you're...
It appears as though I'm accepting a check from Limpy Ryan, a man with a criminal record as long as your arm. I'm smiling as if I'm enjoying the entire proceeding. Others in that picture include hoodlums and gamblers.
This looks like the... Why, it is. This is the same picture that was taken of you at the Ritz last evening.
It's the same picture, Miss Case. It's trick photography. It's a composite picture.
Of course it is.
And yet, you know what the publication of that picture would do to me.
Yes. The opposition paper would publish it.
And in spite of all the explanations I might make, there'd be some who'd think I gambled and had private associations with hoodlums and ex-convicts, despite my public statements against them. I'd be labeled a hypocrite, of course, and worse.
Gilman threatened to release a copy of this picture if you opposed the Whippet Bill. Is that it?
Worse than that. He'll not only release it, he'll release a story that a dog racing syndicate refused to pay me for my support. That I'm opposed because I couldn't collect.
Do you know who did this photography?
A picture of me was made last night.
Yes, yes, I know,
but... I assumed that the photographer was from a paper. I didn't suspect that he was working for Skillman.
You're talking too much.
Masked!
That mask, the Green Hornet.
Hold it, Senator.
How did you get in here?
Rear window. Sit still. You too.
Yes, yes, of course.
Are you working for Skillman?
And Tinhorn? No, he wouldn't admit it, but he's working for me. He's my bird dog. He flushes the game for me. Game like you. I'll take the picture.
No, what are you going to do?
Collect. I'll play the Skillman game, but on a larger scale. You can't buy me off with a vote in the Senate. It'll take cash. And you'd better have it.
Where are you...
Save it. I'll be here tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. You'd better have $5,000 ready.
Five thousand?
That's what I said. And don't try any tricks. As for you...
Me?
You've been around long enough to know a lot about the Green Hornet. You might tell the Senator how a few people tried to double-cross me and what happened to him. And don't talk to anyone else if you value your neck. See you tomorrow, Senator. Tomorrow evening at 9 o'clock.
That Hornet. I'll call the police.
I'll get headquarters for you, Senator Durham. You can tell the police everything. Tell them about the Hornet and the picture he stole and about Skillman's...
No, wait, Miss Case. Hang up that phone. Hang it up.
Oh, but Senator...
I can't call the police. If I do, Skillman will carry out his threat. What can I do? I'm caught between two fires.
I tried to react naturally, Mr. Reed. There wasn't anything else I could do. I didn't know what you had in mind when you took the picture and threatened the senator.
Lenore, the senator heard the Hornet threaten you. He thinks you're in danger because you were in his home. Now, he'll listen to a suggestion from you.
A suggestion?
Yes.
Do you think he'll follow it?
I'm sure he will. Tell him to put himself in Skillman's hands.
What?
Tell Skillman everything that happened. What the Hornet said and how the Hornet stole that copy of the photograph.
But if Skillman knows the Hornet is to return to the senator's place tomorrow night, well, Skillman will have his gang on hand.
That's right.
He'll get the Green Hornet.
Wait till you hear the rest of the plan. Now listen carefully because I'm going to talk fast. I want to get to Police Commissioner Higgins' home before the commissioner goes to bed. So, that's the program, Commissioner Higgins. How do you like it?
Britt, you're sticking your neck out.
Well, perhaps.
A little.
A long way. Skillman's pals are tough. They shoot fast.
Maybe not too fast.
It's dangerous, Britt.
Then you suggest that we forget the whole thing.
Huh?
Throw my plan out the window. Let Skillman blackmail the senator. Let the senator sell his vote and his influence so a gang of racketeers can run rampant in the state. Shall we do that so I won't run the risk of stubbing my toe?
All right, Britt. You win. I'm with you.
Lenore Case called on Senator Durham the next day and outlined a plan that deepened the lines of worry in the statesman's face. He winced at the idea of calling on Skillman for help. But as Lenore continued talking, he realized that the plan was the only logical solution and called Jake Skillman. The gambler welcomed the chance to get the Green Hornet and brought several of his associates to the senator's home well in advance of 9 o'clock.
We shouldn't have much longer to wait.
Relax, Senator. You're getting more worried all the time.
Of course I am.
We'll handle the Green Hornet. Been waiting a long time to get a chance like this, haven't we, Limpy?
You said it, boss.
But if you don't get him, if he gets away and spreads the news that you men were in my...
He won't get away.
If he gets in by surprise, as he did last night...
He won't. If he tries to unlock the back door, he'll find Deke waiting in the kitchen.
And Trigger Vance is watching the side door.
If he comes to the front door, Limpy and I'll take care of him. Call me a bird dog, huh? A tin horn. Well, I'll show him where to head in.
What's that?
The front door.
Come on, Senator. We'll go with you.
No gunplay, please. If they're shooting, the whole neighborhood will be roused. Then the police will come.
Don't worry. We'll handle the Hornet without gunplay. Open the door. Get back, Limpy.
Expecting me, Senator?
Yes.
I don't like to stand here on your porch wearing a mask. I'll step inside. Now then, Senator.
Get him up.
What?
We got you covered, Hornet.
Skillman himself.
Yeah, the guy you called your bird dog.
Put the gun down, Skillman. You're not foolish enough to fire a .38 in a neighborhood like this.
Just don't count on that.
Make him take off that mask.
Why don't you come close and try taking it off? And see what happens.
So you thought you'd cut yourself a piece of my deal, huh? Thought you'd swipe a copy of the photograph I have of the senator and use it for blackmail.
Copy? I have more than the prints, Skillman. I have the negatives.
The negatives?
Yes, I got them from the file of the guy who took the pictures.
Oh, you did, huh?
The original picture showing the senator handing a check to Mrs. Bergson, and another picture of your hoodlums around a roulette wheel.
That's it. That's how he did it. He had two separate pictures. He had a composite. It looked as if I was being paid off by his men.
I don't suppose you brought the negatives with you.
Of course I didn't. They're in a safe place.
Yeah, safe place, all
right. I'm cutting in on your game, Skillman. You're blackmailing the senator to vote your way. I'm out for the cash.
You're bluffing and I'm calling your bluff.
You are?
Yeah. You see, I know that you haven't got the negatives of those two photographs. After I got the prints I wanted, I personally burned the negatives. We'll take him, Limpy. Get his gun. Pull off his mask.
Right. No, you don't.
Look out. He's got a gun.
I'll get him.
Drop it, Brian.
Hey, the law.
Oh, you got him, Chief. The cops. The cops. Shoot him, boss. Shoot him.
No, you don't.
No.
It'll hold you, Skillman.
Get that one. Get the Green Hornet. He's going that way.
Chief, let me get a shot at him.
Get him.
During the confusion and while Police Commissioner Higgins and a couple of policemen fought with Skillman and Limpy Ryan, the Green Hornet snatched open the front door, ran down the steps, and streaked to the Black Beauty, waiting with the motor idling and the door open at the curb.
Take it away, Cato.
Double crosses I've ever had in my life. This is the worst. Durham, I'll get square with you if it's the last thing I do.
You're through, Skillman. With your record, you'll be in jail for a long time, won't he, Commissioner?
He certainly will, and so will Ryan.
My arm's busted.
Well, that'll teach you to pull a gun on the law. I'm just sorry I didn't get a shot at that Green Hornet. Why, hang it all, Commissioner. I could have had him if you hadn't bumped into me.
Don't worry about the Green Hornet, Jim. We have Skillman and three of his associates.
So you got Vance and Deke, too, huh?
Certainly. We captured them as soon as you put them in place.
And I suppose you were hidden in the house all the time.
Yes.
The police arrived 2 hours ago, Skillman. They've been waiting to hear you and the Green Hornet have a showdown.
And we heard enough to prove you tried to blackmail the senator with trick photography. Now move along. We're taking you to headquarters. And that'll be the first lap of a trip that'll end behind bars.
Oh, Mr. Reed. Oh, thank goodness you're all right.
Were you worried, Miss Case?
Of course I was worried. You were playing with dynamite tonight. Why, any one of those racketeers might have shot you before the police could move in.
Well, things worked out.
I know they did. Oh, isn't it just wonderful?
You know?
Uh-huh. Senator Durham telephoned a few minutes ago to thank me for suggesting that he call Skillman to deal with the Green Hornet and have police planted in his home to deal with both. I've just finished typing the story for the next edition.
Oh, good work.
And the senator said that I should give all of the details to you and that you'd handle the story of his position on the dog racing bill. He said whatever you did would be all right with him.
Good. Well, Miss Case, let's have the story.
Oh, as if you didn't already know it. Did you have any trouble getting away?
No. One of Commissioner Higgins' men had his gun ready to take a couple of shots at me, but the commissioner just happened to get in his way.
Oh, good for the commissioner.
Yes. I'm glad he's on our side.
Boys and girls, your eyes will really pop when you see the swell-looking model city that comes with the Betty Crocker cereal tray. It has all kinds of buildings, houses, and stores that you cut out and build. There are many different style houses, one-story, two-story, old-fashioned, modern, brick, all kinds. Some houses even have separate garages and automobiles. All this on just one Betty Crocker cereal tray. Still other houses, stores, and equipment come on other cereal trays. The Model City is easy to build, too. There's no pasting or gluing needed, and many slots are pre-cut. Just ask your grocer for the Betty Crocker cereal tray, the handy cereal package with all three of your breakfast favorites, Wheaties, Cheerios, and Kix. Get yours now. You've been listening to The Green Hornet, brought to you by the Betty Crocker cereal tray, the cereal assortment of individual packages of Wheaties, Cheerios, and Kix.
Yee-hee! Wahoo! Boy, do I feel terrific.
He's feeling his Cheerios. Yes, Cheerios, that energizing breakfast cereal made from oats. Good, old-fashioned, nourishing oats, all ready to eat. Remember, Cheerios is a real bodybuilder. Cheerios really helps to build up strength and energy and endurance. And, that delicious, fresh, toasted oat flavor. It's wonderful. Try it. For your better breakfast, always start with Cheerios. C-H-E-E-R-I-O-S. Cheerios. Be with us again next week at the same time when General Mills will again present The Green Hornet. This is a George W. Trendle production, directed by Charles D. Livingston and written by Fran Stryker. The part of the Green Hornet is played by Jack McCarthy. This copyrighted feature originates in Detroit, and all characters, places, and incidents used are fictitious. Hal Neal speaking. Tomorrow night at the same time over most of these same stations, the Lone Ranger rides again in another thrill-packed adventure of the early West. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.